From the heart of Florida's great Northwest, it's Radio
Indeed it is. This is Pat Crawford, hoping you'll stay with us for some music and conversation here aboard our stage studio in the Museum of Commerce on the historic Pensacola campus of the University of West Florida. So glad to have you all with us tonight. We have, as usual, a beautiful audience. Give yourselves a big hand. And as I always say, an audience made for radio. As I said, we've got some great artists with us tonight. We've got some old friends, some new as well. This gentleman, I'm so excited to have him back on Radio Live. When Darryl Purpose was 16 years old, his mother put a book called Beat the Dealer in his Christmas stocking. He went to Las Vegas as a teenager and began a career as a professional card player and still calls this his only real job he's ever had. Years later, he took time off to walk across the country for peace and fell in with a bad crowd, musicians and peaceniks. In 1996, he began to tour nationally as a solo singer-songwriter. 8 years, 6 CDs, and 1,000-plus shows later, he was headlining venues like the Bluebird Cafe, the Kennedy Center, and the Kerrville Folk Festival main stage. In 2005, he set down his guitar and took a 7-year sabbatical in the Rocky Mountains. During this time, he shepherded the release of singer-songwriter Heaven, the songs of Kevin Fairdy. He also continued to co-captain the Second Strings Project, which is responsible for delivering over 20,000 sets of guitar strings to those who need them all around the world. In 2009, he was inducted into the Blackjack Hall of Fame, one of 17 members, including Ed Thorpe, the man who wrote the book that his mother put in his Christmas stocking. He says he also got healthy in multiple ways during that time. After 7 years away from the singer-songwriter scene, Darryl Purpose is back to making music, recording his first CD of original material in 10 years, Next Time Around, produced by Billy Crockett for the Blue Rock Artists label. With no formal radio promotion, the CD spent 5 weeks at number one on the Roots Music Report folk chart for national radio airplay in March and April of last year. Please join me in welcoming back to Radio Live, Darryl Purpose.
Thank you, Pat. Thank you, guys. What Pat didn't mention there in my bio was that, you know, it was about 10 years ago that I was here in Pensacola for Radio Live, and it went so well that I took my guitar, went off to the mountains, and sat my guitar down, and moved to my favorite place in the whole world, and stopped making music for a little while. But it was that thing, you know, that moving to my favorite place in the whole world, which I recommend to everybody. Not move to Netherlands, where I live, but move to your own favorite place in the whole world. My friend Paul Zolo heard me talking about that, and he began to imagine this song. And I tell you, I've been reading these books lately, like very different books. The book, The Four Agreements, and then the book Our Mathematical Universe, which is about theoretical physics. And they all talk about what is, you know, they all talk about what exists, and there's this, the reality of things, and then there's our own reality that we create, the dream that we create, and then there's the dream we create together. And they all have, say, that kind of the same thing about these things, how they're all these separate dreams that we create, and they can't really explain it. So Paul started writing this song, we wrote it together. It's called Dreams of Life. Gloria works at the House of Pancakes in the tambourine heart of Vallejo. She stashes her tips in a red coffee can near a photograph of Galileo. Galileo, she dreams of the fountain of youth. Galileo, imprisoned for telling the truth. She dreams of life, Galileo. Now Hector hides shotguns and ammunition in the trunk of his mother's Camaro. Somehow he got sprung out after 36 months, hard time at a Tascadero, a Tascadero, waiting for the mystery train, Tascadero, hanging with a criminally insane. He dreams of life in a Tascadero, dreams of life. Of life, all of our days only dreams of life, dreams of life. At noon, Senor Moon runs a victory lap, his cowboy hat and blue tuxedo, the sand in his boots from the beach where he sleeps, outside of Escondido, Escondido, city of slippery slopes, Escondido, shadow land of shattered hopes. He dreams of life in Escondido, dreams of life. Our days only dreams of light. Heading south on 395, past the Mecula, the Tijuana, took a turn at the corner of staying alive in a coat she bought with marijuana, just to drown out the sirens in the car alarms, just to drown out the squalor and the suburban sprawl, just to fall back in somebody's arms, just to drown, just to fall, just to drown, just to fall. Eleanor dreams of escaping New Jersey, run with the bulls at Pamplona, in a strawberry robe in the dishwater dusk, she'd settle for Arizona, Arizona, so far from the ice and the cold, Arizona, sun shining like Cuervo gold. She dreams of life in Arizona. Appreciate that. So I flew in yesterday. Flights were delayed, but I got here 10 p.m. last night, checked into the hotel, and they said we had 27 inches of rain yesterday. Is that true? That's ridiculous. But actually, we in Colorado, where I come from, in September, you might have heard that was a little bit on the news. My mother, it's so funny, my mother, I don't know how everything comes back to my mother, but she watches the weather, you know, and she calls me and she tells me about the weather, and I tell her I'm touring, you know, and I'm going here or there, and she talks about the weather, and I'm like, right. And I dismissed it this time, too. She told me about this before I came, and I dismissed it. And I had to hear it from the hotel clerk. But anyway, in Colorado, we also had 27 inches in one day. And they call it a 1,000-year flood. I don't know. What are you guys calling yours here? Something like that? Haven't figured it out yet? Yeah. Goes out to you. This is called The Ghost of Crazy Horse. You saw the signs that were revealed, and you were the last to yield at the battlefield in Yellowstone, where they tried to beat you by riverbanks and in between the rocks of the ravine. They took your horses and your guns, but they could not defeat you. But I see you in war paint and in beads, like a bison in the reeds, following the river to its source with the ghost of crazy horse. You heard the beating of the drum, generations still to come, thousand souls at heaven's door, dying to be reborn. You saw the cradle of the skies, where the yellow eagle flies, all the brambles and the brush around little bighorn. Like a bison in the reeds, following the river to its source with the ghost of crazy. Silent as a dream, save the rushing of the stream and the blue jay's wind-borne song on the scarlet skyways. Over graves and sycamores, your unbroken spirit soars like a thunderbird of fire down eternal highways. But I see you in war paint and in beads, like a bison in the reeds, following the river to its source with the ghost of crazy horse. The ghost of crazy horse. The ghost of crazy horse.
Thank you. This is a Kevin Faraday song of that project that Pat mentioned. It's called Singer-Songwriter Heaven. You know what? Last night I had a dream. I went to Singer-Songwriter Heaven. Jim Croce was at the gate. He shook my hand, said, "You've been expected. Let me hail you a taxi. Show you these heavenly grounds." So he flagged down Harry Chapin, who was out just making rounds. Well, I gave him my best, "How are you, Harry?" And Harry said, "Up yours, I don't need your cheap imitation, son. Just get in now and close that door." He said, "Welcome to a state of mind called Alpha and Omega, where now is always sooner, and sooner is never later." Well, we took an alternative route right on past that writer's block. I saw Graham Parsons on Kate Wolf's porch singing country, folk, and rock. And nodding over coffee right outside the Angelic Cafe with Steve Goodman, Stan Rogers, Dave Carter, and Nick Drake. So roll down your window, steal a good line if give one away. If you have a spare one, there's a racket going on between cloud 7 and 11. On those clouds, cloud 9 is where you'll find singer, songwriter, heaven. Well, I said, stop the car, Harry. I really got to hear that conversation. He said, all right, but just remember now, the meter's running and you'll be paying. I heard Goodman say, you know what the trouble is with some songwriters down on earth? Why, mucho, pointless chorus, and ditto, pretentious verse. Well, I was sitting two tables down, trying to go unnoticed and not to blush, because I knew I had been guilty of exactly what he was speaking of. And then Stan Rogers made a point that pierced open my whole point of view. He said they need an eye for the obvious and an ear for the goddamn truth. Well, I washed down that thought with a big old Cloud 9 espresso. I got back into the cab. I said, okay, Harry, there's just one thing I'd like to know. Why they all die so young? Seems they were all in their prime. He said, well, we need new songs up here, too. Angel's Tire is singing the same old rhymes. So roll down your window, steal a good line. If you hear one, give one away. If you have a spare one, there's a racket going on between cloud 7 and 11. On cloud 9 is where you'll find singer, songwriter heaven. Well, we passed a bunch of old coffee houses, Gertie's, Club 47. I said, what are these ancient places doing up here, Harry, in singer, songwriter heaven? He said, those rooms had a spirit, son. This is where great old spirits go. You see, all those years of music, why, I gave those rooms a soul. I said, okay, Harry, I would like to stay here now. Can you get me a room on that writer's block? He said, whoa, whoa, no can do that, son. And I hate to send you into shopping. This is only a dream for you. You better let these sweet memories dwell, because tomorrow morning you wake up in Nashville. Singer, songwriter, hell. Well, I felt like I'd been choked just like a capo on the 12th fret. So I quickly recomposed myself and I remodulated my breath and I said, up yours, Harry, as he brought the taxi to the proverbial stop, and I gave him $2.50 for a $20 fare just to piss him off. Sing it if you know it. Roll down your window, steal a good line. If you hear one, give one away. Give one away. If you have a spare one, you have a spare one. There's a racket going on between cloud 7 and 11. On cloud 9 is where you'll find singer, songwriter heaven. Okay, sing it if you don't know it. Here we go. Roll down your window, steal a good line. If you hear one, give one away. Give one away. If you have a spare one. If you have a spare one. There's a racket going on between cloud 7 and 11. On cloud 9 is where you'll find singer, songwriter heaven.
Thanks, everybody. Thank you, Pat. Pat's running back.
All right, Daryl Purpose, and he will be back with us in the second half of the program. The program is Radio Live. Support for this program comes from the law firm of Clark Partington Hart. With 35 attorneys providing a full range of legal services from offices in Pensacola, Destin, Watercolor, and Tallahassee. On the web at cphlaw.com. Additionally, accommodations for Radio Live artists are provided by our friends at the Hilton Pensacola Beach Gulf Front. Yes. We love our sponsors. All right, y'all having a good time? All right, my next guest, this is her first visit to Radio Live. She knows she's friends with some of the other artists that have been on, and they have told her, as have I, what amazing audiences you are. Warm, friendly, loving, like group embrace. So, don't prove me wrong. It's up to you to do this. Born in Jersey Shore and raised in New England, Laura Meyer went to New York University in Greenwich Village, but not for a music degree. In the Gallatin School for Individualized Study, she took workshops in Eastern thought and human energy systems, as she says, things guaranteed to not get me a job. One music critic says of Laura, alternating between folk and blues, she's a skinny white chick with a tough-minded songs that don't seem like they could come from her. She is classically trained violinist turned songwriter troubadour. Although she started out playing folk clubs in New York City, she quickly stood apart from the folky crowd, and less than a year after graduating from NYU, she was performing on the main stage of the Telluride Bluegrass Festival. Laura has toured in the US and Europe extensively, including performances at Rocky Mountain Folks Festivals and the esteemed listening rooms like Rockwood Music Hall, the Troubadour, New Orleans Howling Wolf Den, the Swan Dive in Austin, and Eddie's Attic. Please join me in welcoming Laura Meyer.
This one's called The Ocean. Once a stone that would not be broken, locked in a shell I vowed never to expose it. Then like the ocean he came to me hoping, with persistence he could help me open. He came back like the tide again and again, and he took a little sediment each time he went. Yes, all of this sand on which I'd been choking, it could not withstand the strength of the ocean. Like the sea and the shell, I can hear him approaching. The sound of his breath sends my heartbeat exploding in love, the poem that can't be spoken. I thought it was something else, now it's time I rewrote it. 'Cause it turns out that love is not just some emotion. I thought it was something. From the reef settle at my feet. I used to take them home, now I leave them at the beach. They do not belong to me, and I've spent too much time holding on to bones of the past. I throw them back so that they can keep growing. Or sitting at the shore, I can finally see that it's not the man, but everything that brings me love. You can't separate what's flowing, and each of us is a wave in this great big ocean. The wind that's blowing, the sea as it's foaming, the face that's glowing, grace of unknowing. Love's always growing, each and every moment, no matter if we don't notice. 'Cause a heart, once it opens, never roses. Oh, love is a shipwreck that needs a little probing. Swim past the jewels and the gems, 'cause when love's genuine, it needs no token. Oh, deep into his eyes I dive and I am beholding. When I return to the surface, a whole new world has awoken. Oh, love is the sun as it paints the blue sky golden. It's the kiss of the current as the mist turns the surf into a rainbow. It's the trust that's more real than the dust on my heels from all this roaming. It's the breeze and the sail of the boat that's so frail, but it keeps coasting. The love he gave me is as great as the ocean. No longer am I afraid to swim. The love he gave me is as great as the ocean. I've discovered what love is inside of him.
You're all so beautiful, but I had to keep my eyes closed to stay centered because it's radio, it's pressure, man. It can't be as sloppy as usual. So this is another kind of love song. It's less spiritual and more physical. It's called Walls. hope you don't mind if I do another electric. It was a long driving day, and there's been a lot of electricity in the air the past few days. My goodness. Oh. So this one I wrote in Johnson City, Tennessee, a few years ago when I was being eaten alive by bed bugs while I had swine flu. So it's a little dark. It's called Motel Room Blues number one. You'll get number three in the second set.
A motel and nothing to eat. 11:30 is too early to sleep. An empty bed and a broken TV. Just salt and pepper and I need something sweet. An empty motel that I'd like to leave. Don't know where to go with me, so I lie here empty and try not to think, with a bubble and a couple of drinks. And I try to guess who the hell this Gideon is. Oh, and what's it doing in my drawers? It could be you.
No one ever gets that. Thank you.
An empty motel, it's 2:45. A few more hours and they'll come to clean. An empty bed with a bone on the sheets. A heavy head and a couple of missing feet. And I lie here in my mess, listening to the pigeons. I lie here, I confess that I don't know what my religion is. Oh, but if I had just one guess, I'd put my bet on my bet on my emptiness.
Laura Meyer, and Laura will be back with us as well in the second half of the program. This is Radio Live, coming to you live from the Museum of Commerce on the historic Pensacola campus of the University of West Florida and broadcast on WUWF 88.1 FM. We are listener-supported radio from the University of West Florida. And speaking of listener support, this program can always use some. And our friends from Keen's Beans are here tonight. They have their coffee bar set up over there, and they have a big tip jar that you can stuff with money, and that goes towards supporting this program. We also have a tip jar at the door on the way out. We like to think of this program as a fine meal, and if you have a great dining experience here tonight for your ears, perhaps you will tip heavily on your way out and help keep this kind of programming and keep these great artists coming to Pensacola, because that's what they come here for. And they have lots of music for sale at the door as well, so please check out their CDs when you're leaving this evening. All right, Sarah Mack was with us when we were reborn in September of last year. She was on the debut show when we brought the show back. Sarah and Claire Swindle and Charlie Venture joined together early in 2005 to create original music, blending the unique styles that each of them bring to the collaboration. From this emerged the Sarah Mack Band, an engaging combination of blues, jazz, and acoustic rock that's been classified as both Americana and alternative. They've released two EPs, Countdown to Silence and Open Fire, and four full-length albums, Awakening, A Single Revolution, Live Covers, Volume 1, and their most recent release, Static and Signals. Sarah contributes her powerful vocals to the band, and I need to remind you, I told you all this when she was here last time, but the Alternate Roots Top 30 Female Vocalist list that came out last year, she came in at number 14. And number 13 on that list was that other Sarah Mack, Sarah McLachlan. So she was in good company there. And there are a lot of people that are household names that are in the list further down than she is. So quite an accomplishment for Sarah. She, in addition to her vocals, she plays guitar, piano. And we talked about this on the show last time she was here, too. She has an accordion, but it's a very sensitive instrument, as you all know. Have you ever heard the sound of one of those bouncing off the inside of a dumpster? It's the most beautiful sound in the world. But because it is a sensitive instrument, her band members have made sure that it's had numerous accidents, and therefore she hasn't really had a chance to play it as much as she would like to, and doesn't have it with her tonight. So
that really is the first thing he asked when he walked in.
That's right.
Where's the accordion?
Charlie is the oldest member of the band. Sorry about that. And complains that his life is ruled by women. I don't know where that comes from. But it doesn't prevent him from adding his masterful guitar playing to the band's alchemy. And Claire is the business and the brains behind the group, in addition to being the bass player. And she suffers from insomnia, which also makes her the official driver for travel after late night gigs. Please join me in welcoming once again to Radio Live the Sarah Mack Band.
Introduction. I hope you're not too terribly disappointed that we don't have the accordion tonight. All right. You guys want to play some music?
I'm ready.
Claire?
Like, I'm ready.
I'll tell you this about our song that we're about to play. So several years ago, we went up to Nashville and tried to do all of the things that people do when they're musicians and they go to Nashville. And we had someone ask us, so what is your signature song? And we all just kind of stared at each other with our mouth hanging open because we didn't have one. And so we decided that we would pick one of our songs to be our signature song. So we went through this whole process and we picked a signature song. And then after we decided it was our signature song, we forgot about it and stopped playing it. And then fast forward several years later to a few weeks ago when we actually played a wedding here in Pensacola in Old Seville Square, like right here somewhere. And that was one of the songs that they requested. And we were like, man, we got to learn that song. Wait, it's our signature song. So it's back. All because of Pensacola, I guess. There you go. So this is for you. You can have our signature song.
I'm ready to be alive again. Hey, 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 hey. My heart has lain fallow for far too long, and the rest of me has been following, yeah. But I made up my mind, I am too young to expire. Uncloak the embers of soul and breathe them to fire, because I'm ready to be alive again. I'm ready to sing, yeah, yeah, again. Hey, 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 hey. The stone in my throat that was making me choke, it's broken down, I can swallow again. But my my voice will not be silenced by the still of the dark. Let the change in the sky bring the light to my heart, because I'm ready. time and the living, it's easy. Fish are jumping and the cotton is high. Oh, your daddy's rich. And your mama's good looking. So hush, little baby, don't you cry. So hush, little baby. little baby down. You cry. No, don't you cry. No, don't you cry.
Why, thank you. I think really if we were going to have a signature song, that would probably be it. But you can't have a signature song that's somebody else's. So that's our second signature song. This could be our...
This could be the third one.
Yeah. You guys are getting a Banner Sarah Mac Band night.
To put a spell on me, took a piece of my soul. One that I thought was free, 'cause my thinking's kinda twisted now. Darker than it was before, I have a different kind of wisdom now. Thoughts I don't want anymore, and I say, doesn't feel like me. It's not the way I used to be now. And now I'm confused by what I see. This ain't no how what he said I'd be. Just can't fight. I wanna take somebody with me as I spiral down this hole. You know the dark is such a lonely place when it captures your soul, and I say, this doesn't feel like me. To be now, and I'm confused by what I see. This ain't no how what he said I'd be. In the cool of the doesn't feel like me. It's not the way it used to be now. Well, I'm confused by what I see. This ain't no way what it said I'd be. Yeah, what it said.
Mac Band, and they too will be back with us in the second half of the show, which means we're at the halfway point. Y'all having a good time? Good, good. Because we've got a lot of fun ahead for us this evening. Support for Radio Live comes from the law firm of Clark Partington Hart, with 35 attorneys, providing a full range of legal services from offices in Pensacola, Destin, Watercolor, and Tallahassee, on the web at cphlaw.com. Additionally, accommodations for Radio Live artists are provided by our friends at the Hilton Pensacola Beach Gulf Front. Thank you so much.